Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Kodiak Copper, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol KDK, and on the OTCQB under the symbol KDKCF. Shad and I are chatting with the president and CEO, Claudia Tornquist. Now, Claudia, let's follow up on a news release that came out July 7th. Initial drill results, the first drill results from the 30,000-meter program at this MPD, Copper Gold Project. Headline says that you extended the length of the gate zone from 125 meters to 800 meters. You also intersected 242 meters of 0.52% copper equivalent. That is in a 575-meter step out. Let's start with the whole step out and size component of this release. Look, it sounds like these were quite aggressive step outs. You hit copper mineralization. We'll get into some of the nuances within the actual drill results, but take us through just how big this project, this asset looks to be right now after some of these drill results, please.
Yes, I'd be very happy to. We, as you said, did a big step out of 575 meters and we hit a really nice high grade zone. So that was a real success. We're very pleased with that. We stepped out far and the system's still there. Big step forward for the project, and we've, with the recent drilling, now extended the strike of what we see at the gate zone from 125 meters or so that we drill proved with last year's couple of holes and where we started when we started the campaign this year. From those 125 meters, we have now extended the strike to 800 meters. And that's obviously fantastic. We now start seeing some real size. We've drill proven mineralization down to 850 meters across a width approximately of 350 meters and now 800 meter strikes. So we know it's a big system and that's obviously a big step forward. And we know we have a big system and we have high grade zones in there. And yeah, it's onwards and upwards from there. We're very pleased with the results to date.
Claudia, what's nice about the results is that, as you mentioned, you do have those high-grade centers, but they're also really wide intercepts. So maybe walk us through why that would be important, because a lot of people get stuck with one or the other. You know, they have some good wide intercepts, but maybe not the high-grade. Other people have the high-grade, but not enough of it. Why is it important that you're seeing both of these drill holes?
That's a very good question. We have a porphyry on our hands here at MPD, and a porphyry by sort of definition is a large lower grade ore body and then has typically one or several porphyry centers that are higher grade. And to make a porphyry deposit or mine economic, you typically need both. You need the size and the scale, and you also need some high grade zones in there. Just recently, an analyst compared a porphyry to cookies and cream ice cream, and I thought that was a really good comparison. You need the cream and lots of it, but you also need the cookie bits. And as I said, we see now real size with the holes we've drilled so far. And we also have a high grade porphyry center that we've tagged already. It looks there are several porphyry centers on our project, several interpreted porphyry centers, and we just have to drill a lot more. We still have much more to go. These results now are around about 4,000 meters or a bit more of our 30,000 meter campaign.
And maybe discuss just, you know, where the cutoff grades are on some of the typical mines in your area and compare that to the, you know, the percentage of copper and other minerals that you're seeing in these drill intercepts.
Well, the intercept, this was the headline intercept of the step out for this news release, was a high grade zone of 242 meters with 0.52% copper equivalent. And the larger intercept was 468 meters of 0.35% copper equivalent. And now to compare that to what we see next door, we are between two big copper mines, Copper Mountain to our south and Highland Valley to our north. And Copper Mountain in particular is geologically quite a close analog. And their reserve grade, the material they mine, is 0.24% copper, and the cutoff is 0.1% copper. So with the grades we see here on our project, we are obviously very pleased because they're significantly higher than what is mined next door. And even our low-grade intercepts are still in well past their cutoff grade. And so, yeah, that bodes well for future economics.
So, Claudia, within the news release and within kind of the key points at the beginning of the news release, point three stood out in the sense that hole nine, you highlight, has intersected the first high-grade bornite-dominated gold-silver mineralization observed on the property. What's crucial and why is this so important?
Yes, that's an important point. This drill hole, the step-out hole, for the first time saw bornite-dominated mineralization. We've seen bornite before here and there, but the mineralized zone was dominated by bornite, which is good in the first place because bornite is very high in copper. So you get higher grades with bornite as compared to, say, chalcopyrite, which is dominant in the other areas where we've drilled high-grade mineralization. And what that also means that bornite mineralization is typically a higher-grade zone and closer to the causative intrusion, i.e. the porphyry center. And so with this drill hole, what that tells us, we are now closer to that. And that's obviously also very interesting. And we'll certainly now drill there more and vector in on the porphyry center and the highest grade parts of the system.
So, Claudia, you even outlined here that these results are approximately 4,000 meters. And this whole program, 30,000 meters. Where's the drill turning now? What's going to be the process of continuing to explore across this property?
We have two drills turning. We started with one in March and added the second in June. And both those drills are now going full speed for the rest of the year. And for the time being, they're both focused on the gate zone. And they're essentially now infill drilling or drilling between the big step out and where we hit the highest grade mineralization last year. And then we have also planned to move one of the drills to the Dillard zone, probably later in the summer, which is 2 kilometers away, also a interpreted porphyry center, also very prospective and very high on our priority list. And we will be testing that zone as well.
So, Claudia, I have to ask you, too, about the share price reaction on the back of these results. So these are big step-outs, and you did even hit some high-grade, and you hit some long intercepts, as Shad has outlined, but we really didn't see much movement in the share price. We saw a volume spike, but in terms of actual share price, more or less some sideways movement. Any insights here? Is this simply just a function of the market, or is there something else that's going on that investors can be aware of?
Well, it's certainly a very sloppy market. The TSX Venture, someone told me, traded a quarter of the volume, what it typically does, in the last week. So very slow market, very sloppish market. But there's also, if you look at our disclosure, a warrant overhang that we are eating through at the moment. We have a number of warrants coming to expiring at the end of next week. And we saw many of those exercised already. And if you mentioned before, we had 800,000 shares traded on the news day. So a number of warrant holders saw the news event as a liquidity event for their warrants. And we're now eating through those warrants until the expiry end of next week. So I would expect our share price for the next couple of days probably be still impacted by that. But after the end of the week, we then have nothing anymore in the way of holding back our share price. We have one small tranche of warrants still coming due, but that's only next year in summer. So we should have a clear runway for our share price to move.
Okay. And just a quick update then in terms of cash in the bank. How much money does the company have?
We are fully funded for all the work we have planned and have currently $13 million in the treasury.
Well, walk us through, just as we wrap up here, Claudia, what investors should keep their eye on as this drill program advances. What are the key things we should be looking for, and what's the key news events that we expect to see coming down the pipeline?
Well, we will have lots of news from 26,000 of the 30,000 meters still to come in the second half of the year. So expect regular drill result updates every couple of weeks, couple of holes. And that's really the main catalyst. That's what our investors are looking for, how we sort of build out and drill out this porphyry system, where we've had some real nice success already. But yeah, we're still early on and only a couple of holes in, and the majority of the drill results yet to come. So it should be very exciting second half of the year.
All right, Claudia, I appreciate the update. If anybody has any follow-up questions, you can email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. We will get those answered for you. And we're also going to follow up as more news hits the market. Undoubtedly, a lot of drill results to come out, so we're going to continue to follow along with those. Claudia, I appreciate the update. Thank you for sharing these initial results, and we'll follow up on the back of some more news.
Thank you.